starting a new parak, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beit. It's parak Kira, which is considered one of the more halacha lemaisa parakim in Masechta Shabbos. It's going to be going through the halachas, some of them are difficult, of Bishul, and we'll give a few hakdamas to it, and just if someone has been wanting to take on a little bit more of Masechta Shabbos, a little more review, this is a very good parak to do it on, because of it's something that we all deal with on a regular basis, is having our food warm on Shabbos, and there's a lot of halacha lemaisa, a lot of lumdus, a lot happening on the surface, under the surface, a lot of Yishmak lumdus, and there's a few hakdamas. First of all, we're going to dealing with a kira. Kira to nor different types of the old type of ovens. So we're going to use this as a basic example of what a kira is. If we make believe that this is like an old time oven, kli cheres, there'll be like a little door over here that you could have where you're putting the stuff in. On top, we're going to put two holes, and that's where you could put pots in. Okay, so like over here, you have over here all the heating elements are in there, and you put your pots on here. Tanor will be a little bit different. It will be much more hotter than a tanor. So there's different ways to cook. You could either put the food inside the oven, you can put it next to the oven, or you could put it on the lips on top of the oven where the two holes are going to be. That's the basic understanding of a kira. Okay? See that there'll be
put a little bit closer to the tape recorder.
Okay, on Shabbos, there's three things that we have to be worried about. One of them is the etzem bishul on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, which we'll cover a little bit more as the parak develops. Right now in this Mishnah, the halachas that we need to know is something that's called Shia and Chazora. Okay, Shia is basically Erev Shabbos. You have your food cooked and you want it to put it on the stove in order to keep it nice and warm or to continue cooking on Shabbos. That's called Shia, that's Erev Shabbos. Again, you have your Kira. We're going to see what you have to do to prepare in order that you don't have, that you don't come onto a Midrabanan. And we'll explain, again, we'll let the Gemara talk it out. But Shia, when we talk about Shia, that is placing the food on the oven before Shabbos starts. Okay, for us, we have our electric hot plates, and we'll discuss as the Gemara develops, how do we apply our modern day technology to the Gemara, which is all the poskim immediately are right here on this mission and start discussing it. For example, a hot plate, right? A hot plate is something that's mosif hevel. It continues putting forth heat. So we want to take our food, Erev Shabbos, and put it on the hot plate. Is there anything we have to do? Does the food have to be any level of cooked or anything? That's called Shia, placing the food Erev Shabbos. Second halakha that we're going to be covering over here is called Chazora. Chazora is on Shabbos, right? You did everything that was mutter. You put your food in properly according to the ways that the halakha says, Erev Shabbos. Now you take your food off and you want to eat your food on Shabbos, but you want to eat a little bit more later. So you want to do Chazora, put it back on the Kira or the hot plate or whatever you have. That's called Chazora. So these are the two main halakhas that we're going to be dealing with over here. Shia is when it's mutter to place the food on Erev Shabbos and the mutter take away in order to continue cooking it, or and we'll see the machloket in the Gemara. And Chazora is returning the food on top of the Kira, the blech or whatever, on Shabbos. Okay. Kira. So Vashi says a Kira is a soy ke'en kedera. I'm not exactly sure what he means. It's made like a kedera, a pot. But not no kedera letoko, and you put your kedera in its midst. That's one way that Rashi does. We'll see on Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, that Rashi has two other ways of discussing kira, that it's either somik to it, or you're putting it on its lips. I just said for now, for convenience sake, for the best understanding, what Rashi is going to say in Divrei HaMaskil Gav at the end of Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph, that you're putting the food on top. Okay, kira again has fuel inside of it. So kier shasikua bekash ubigavava, that you heated it up with either kash straw or gvava, which is stubble. It's you heat it up with something that doesn't create kechalin. It doesn't have so much mamashas with it. It heats up quickly. You're not worried that you're going to stir it up after it's burnt up. So something like that, you put in all kinds of kashu, gvava, hay, and straw, and all these things. Notni malei tafshel. You can put on top of it. Again, I'm just going to say this version. Or you can put on top of it your food on Shabbos. You just created a Erev Shabbos. You just created a heating element that's nice and hot in there. You put your food on, and now you could have it on Shabbos. We're not worried about anything over here. Now I'm learning the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about Shia. We're going to see that it's going to be a little different, and we'll relearn the Mishnah as the Gemara develops. So right now, you're allowed to put your food on it, not a problem. The Gefet uve Eitzim. Gefet is Pesulot, it's the leftover, Rashi says over here, of Shum Shumim, of sesame, after you extracted the oil. Other places he says it's olive, so it's basically pulp after a processing of food, and it, I guess it's good fuel, and again it could make a heating element that will cause like a coal-like type substance. Gefer uve etzim, and wood, lo yiten, you cannot put that food on Erev Shabbos ad shi yigruf, until you clear out the coals, scrape out the coals, or ad shi yiten et ha'afar, until you put dirt or some kind of dust on top of the coals that are in the oven. Let's see, Rashi. Kira asoya ken kidera v'nonim kidera l'tocho. Kash is navos hashibolim, that is straw. Kavava is hanigva min asada, it's stubble. So stubble, the all kinds of things. Gefet is pesula shel shum shemim. Shiyotim shemanim, it's the leftover of the sesame that you already extracted the oil from. It's a very good heating element. So when you have fuel that can cause gecholim, again we're worried that you might come stirring it up, then you can't do the ad shiyigvov, until you scrape out hagecholim, the coals, mishum de mosif hevel, because it's mosif hevel, v'taim eparashinim beperek dileel, shem yechata bechalim. Just like we learned earlier in Perek Sheni, that the whole problem over here is we're afraid you might stir it up. Again, you see it, you want it to get a little hotter, you see that there's coals in there, you might stir it up. Now this Rashi is really a pella, because we're dealing over here with Shia or Chazora, and Rashi brings down what we learned earlier. What did we learn earlier? Does anyone remember what the halachas we were learning earlier? It wasn't Shia and it wasn't Chazora. It was Hatmana. It was Rashi says that the problem of Hatmana on a Dovish Mosif Hevel is that you might come to stir up a coal. You might cover it with something that has a little coal in it, and you might come to stir it up on Shabbos. So Rashi, right in the beginning of Perek Kira, says that the halachas of putting the food on the plek or returning the food on the plek is the same lumdus, is the same reasoning as Hatmana. That's Shita's Rashi. You see this Tosfer over here, Lo Yitein Ad Shigrov. He brings this down straight out. Perish Mishum Tosefet Hevel. Ve'ein Nir L'Ri. He doesn't understand it, because when you clear out the oven, that oven is hot. It's very Mosif Hevel, and it's Mutter according to everybody. And they bring out, they remove the understanding that it's Enachinami. You're worried that you might come stir the coals, but not because of Hatmana. Okay, just be aware that there's a Machloket. What is the reason of Shia and Chazor? Rashi says it's mitam hatmana. Come on, all the Rishonim say that it's just not because of hatmana. There's two different ideas, and there's nafkaminas between the two different shitas, as will be developed. Okay, so again, you have the wood in there. You have to clear it out, or ad shi'etin afar, until you put dirt on it. Agabi gechalim. You have to put dirt on the gechalim, liksosam ulitzamam, in order to cover it and to cool it off. So if you do one of these two things, that's enough. You could use it. How much do you have to do of these things? The Mishnah Brewer says that you only have to cover it a little bit. Enough that you have showed that you really don't want those gecholim, or you've made what's called a heker. Hecker is very important over here. You made some kind of sign to show you pushed it all off, whether you have to clear out everything, because you're going to see that there might be a possibility of still going. But you did a Maisa inside this oven that showed that you know that it's Shabbos coming in. You don't want the Eitzim in there. You don't want the things. Either you covered with a little bit of dirt to show if you go in and you're about to stir it. Oh, I put dirt there. I know not to to shake up the oven. Lamaisa with us today, there's a machloket on the hot pots or the electric hot plates that have a dial on it that you could turn it up or turn it off. So you have to put something on it as a hecker to make sure you won't turn it up higher. You have to put a piece of tinfoil on it or a covering or some kind of covering on it. That's a similar application over here of Ad Sheyigrof or Ad Sheyiten Afar. You have to do one of the two. Okay, let's see the Mishnah again. And we're going to see this Mishnah a few times. This is going to be different ways of learning the Mishnah. Akira, that's the old ovens. That she has sikua, bekashu, begavavi. You heat it up with elements that do not have mamashos from it. Doesn't have coals with it that you might come to stir up later. So therefore, we don't worry about anything. No nimaleya tavshil. Put your tavshil on it. Let it heat up over Shabbos. And you'll have your hot food on Shabbos. Begethed uve eitzim, these are materials that cause, you'll have coals from it, and that you could, if you want, stir it up on Shabbos. Now we introduce a takana rabbanim, it's mid rabbanim over here. Lo yitin, you don't put it on, what, ad sheyigrof, until you clear out the coals, or ad sheyiten it off, until you put something on it. Gezeira, we're afraid that you might come and stir it up. That's the Halakha of Shia. And we're going to see it's also Chazor. Now, based on that, there's two machlokets. Two machlokets in the Mishnah. Based Shamei Omrim, everything that we're talking about up till now is Chamim. Chamim is hot water. We're only dealing with water. Avalo tafshil, but not with food. Meaning, again, you cleared out the oven, or you're dealing with stubble. You're not allowed to do Shia until you clear it out. Well, you could even put on food, it's not a problem. Obviously, you pass on like Beis Hillel. So, Beis Shammai is letting you know, what are we talking about? Chamim, not Tavshil. He's Cholik. He holds that it's only with Chamim. And Rashi explains why in Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Yomim Nodni Malaya Chamim, you could put on it hot water. Akashikarfa, after you cleared out the coals. You don't need to be mevashed at all. There's no reason at all to be gozer on hot water because you're not going to make it. It's hot water. Right? You're not going to cook it more. It's not going to become more tasty. So only with hot water do you have this problem, even if you cleared out the oven.
Might want it hotter.
What?
Might want it hotter.
You can't cook water. Once water's cooked and boiled, you want it hotter. Okay, Beis Shammai is not worried on that. And we'll see you also over here in this next Rashi, avalo tavshil, the nikalei the bishulei. In food, it's nikalei the bishul. We have to understand if just heating up water more is bishul or not after water is completely boiled. And we'll see later. But over here with food, for sure he wants that food to cook more. The nikalei bishulei, he really wants that food cooked. The atiliktoi, and we're afraid that he's going to come to stir up the coals. We don't have that chashash with water, and therefore we allow it to go as long as you did. Again, we do have the chashash with water. You have to clear out the oven. But he's saying over here, even if you clear out the oven with regular food, with tavshil, you still can't put it on. Inami, nekaima makshavaso, he wants that food to be cooked a little bit more, and he cleared it out, and he puts it on, and the food is memela being cooked a little more. Mevashal, it looks like he is cooking. Which is another midrash bottom, which is going to come into play quite a bit over here, is miksei kimivashal. Something that looks like you're cooking, even though it's not cooking. But miksei is also a midrash bottom. So he's worried over here that it looks like you're cooking over here. And he goes there very severely. Okay, Beis Hillel is not worried about things. As long as you did the proper precautions to make sure you won't come and stir up the flame on Shabbos, you could even put tafshil on. Another machloket, Beis Shammai Omrim, notlim aval lo machzirim. Notlim, meaning you could do shia on it. You could place it on the stove and you could remove it, but you can't do chazor. Beis Shammai all out gezera, you cannot do chazor on that stove, even if you cleared it out, you did everything, you don't put the food back on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel Omrim af machzirim. You could also return it. It's not a problem. Vashi lo machzirim b'Shabbos mixek b'vashol af machzirim hoel v'gor. Since you cleared it out, we're not worried anymore that you might be over this mitzvah banan, or you might come to stir it up, and that would be a derisa. Okay, that's the mission in Kira. Again, we're going to go through this mission another two times, because we're going to see two different ways of learning the Mishnah. Iboy Elohu. Based on this Iboy Elohu, we have a question. If we look in the Mishnah, on the third line, it says Yitain, lo Yitain. Remember, you heated it up with wood. You don't put it on the Kira until you clear it out. What does it mean, lo Yitain? Is lo Yitain meaning Erev Shabbos? If you didn't clear out the oven properly, you don't put on the food, even Erev Shabbos, meaning Shia? What does it mean on Shabbos itself? Chazorah. It means lo Yitain, you don't put the food back on Shabbos unless it was cleared out properly Erev Shabbos. But you can put it on Erev Shabbos if it wasn't cleared out. I mean, two ways of reading the Mishnah. Let's just look at the Mishnah again. Wood. You put wood on. We don't know what the Mishnah is talking about. Is it talking about Shabbos? It's talking about Erev Shabbos. Lo Yitain ad Shi'igrov. Doesn't mean Lo Yitain, Erev Shabbos. You don't do Shia. You don't put the food on until you completely clear out the coals. Or do we say Lo Yitain is going on Shabbos? Meaning you did everything, you cooked the food. On Shabbos now, you don't return the food unless that you cleared it out Erev Shabbos, but Shia, you're allowed to do even though you didn't clear out the food. So the machloket is going to be right now. Erev Shabbos, you have your kira, you have your etzim in here, your wood in here, right? Did you, and you didn't clear it out. You did not clear it out, there's wood over there. Can you do Shia on that oven or not? Okay? According to one sheet, and no, she, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You can't put the food on there Erev Shabbos unless you clear out the whole thing. The other one's saying, no, the whole Mishnah is only talking about Chazorah. It's only talking about Shabbos. Only on Shabbos you can't return the food to there unless it was cleared out. But Erev Shabbos, even if it wasn't cleared out and all the wood is in there, you could do Shia on it. It's not a problem. That's the Machloket. This is a Machloket Tanoim. It's a Machloket Rishonim. And it's a Machloket Poskim. And it's going to be brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as a Stam and Yesh Omim. And with the Ramah saying that we're Nohek like Zaydis. It's a machloket that's not going to be answered. Iboy Elohu. Here's the question. Ha lo Yitain. The lo Yitain that it says in the Mishnah, don't put it on. What is it talking about? Lo Yachzilu? Is it talking about Chazorah? Chazorah is always on Shabbos. That's when you have the problem with Shabbos. Shia is always Erev Shabbos. Does lo Yitain mean lo yachzir, who? Avalishot, mashin. But to do Shia, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Afal pisha einu gorah ve'einu katum. Even though you didn't clear out, scrape out the coals of the oven, and you didn't cover it up. Katum means covering it up with the dirt or sand or something. Oh, so is the Mishnah talking about on Shabbos? Nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. The whole Gezerah is Chazorah on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do Chazorah unless you were cleared out the oven or you covered up the coals. Umani. And who is the Mishnah? Chananya. Chananya. We had Chananya already. We had it early in the end of the first parak. The Tanya. Chananya Omer Kol Shehu Kemichael Ben Drosai. Anything that is the Michael Ben Drosai, which Rashi said earlier, is a third cooked. Something that is basically edible. Michael Ben Drosai, he was a thief, and he was always on the run, so therefore he never had enough time to cook his food completely. So what he ate was the minimal food, the minimal level that the food is edible. Huh? Okay, so he was a thief, and that's what's called minimal edible food. Rashi says one-third. As long as the food is cooked one-third, and you put it on the oven, no problem, you can leave it there even though you didn't clear it out. Even though it's not cleared out. Or Dilma. Or maybe the mission is talking about Lishot. that the lo yitain is lo lishot. You cannot do it Erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos. Or dilma lishot tonight. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The e gorav vekatum. But if you scraped out the coals or you covered it up, then you can do it. The lo, lo. You can't. The coals are in Laksia. If you can't do Shia, Erev Shabbos, for sure you can't do it on Shabbos. Laksia. So that's the question of the Gemara, and this is the complication of the Mishnah. How do we read the Mishnah? Now, basically, what the Gemara is going to do for the next stop is going to try and prove both ways. One way or the other way, we're going to ask questions, and we're going to come out in Meskana, Machoket. The Meskana is going to be who is right on this Mishnah. So again, let's get these two sheetahs clear one more time, because it's very nogeya. The Mishnah Brewer took the time. There's two simanim in the Mishnah Brewer for one who, during as we're learning these parakim, this is what's called Shin Nun Gimel, Resh Nun Gimel, which is the halakas of Shia and Chazorah, and there's Shin Yun Ches, which is the halakas of Bishul. These are two major simanim in the Mishnah Brewer, and for those who learn Hilchos Shabbos, they're usually ones that you spend quite a bit of time on. So the Mishnah Brewer takes the time out, a nice big paragraph in the beginning of Resh Nun Gimel, to explain this machloket. Hananya and Chachamim. So let's just mention it one more time. Hananya says this mission is talking about Chazorah. It's only talking about Shabbos. That on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Chazorah on this Kira unless it was cleared out. But Erev Shabbos, as long as the food was cooked, the minimum amount that's edible, K'michael ben Rosai, you're allowed to put it on and you don't have to clear it out. Okay? You don't have to set the settings, you don't have to put tinfoil on, or an oven, you can have it all there, we're not worried. And Chachamim say no. The Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos, it's talking about Shia. That even Erev Shabbos, that if that oven is not cleared out of its fuel, you can't even place it on Erev Shabbos. We're afraid on Shabbos you might see it and you might stir it. And for sure, you can't do Chazorah, you can't return the food on it on Shabbos until you cleared out, unless you cleared out all the food on Shabbos. That's the machloket in the Mishnah, and now we're going to bring raya's. Tashma. Here's the first raya. This raya is going to be a raya for Shitas Chachamim. That there's no other way to read this Mishnah than to say it's talking about Shia. That this Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos and not talking about Chazor. And what's the proof? Migitani trei babayt b'mitnitin. Because we bring down two statements in the end of the Mishnah of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? We had our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, was setting up the scenario of what's Aser. And then you had two machlokets between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Right? Rashi takes the time to explain what it is. Trei Babei, Babei is a statement. Two statements. Beis Shammai Omrim, remember, the first machloket, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Chamim, below Tavshil, and Beis Hillel was Cholik, even Tavshil. And the second one, Vitu and more. Tana Baba Akriti, not below Machzirim. Meaning only at the end of the Mishnah says what we're talking about over here is Shia and not Chazorah. So we're going to develop the statement that can only mean one thing. That our Mishnah in the beginning was talking about Shia and not Chazorah. The Gemara will develop it. Tashma. Migitani Trei Babi B'metnitin. The fact that we had two statements in our Mishnah. Peshame Omim Chamim below Tavshil. Or Peshame Omim Chamim the Tavshil. That machloket. And the second machloket. Beit Shammai not lima valo machzirim. You can't return it. U Beit Hillel mim af machzirim. So how do we understand this? Iyamart. If you want to say Bishlama. I understand completely. Chachamim shita. Lishot tanan. When it says lo yitain, it's lishot. It's talking about Erev Shabbos. And we're dealing with the halakas of Shia. Placing the food on Erev Shabbos. Haki katani. The Mishnah reads very, very nice. The other sheet is going to have a bit of a problem with this. Haki Kitani, this is how you read the Mishnah. And again, we're going to read the whole Mishnah again, and we're going to read it a third time when we see how Kanani is going to have to learn the Mishnah. Haki Kitani, this is how we read the Mishnah. Kira she'asikua bekashu gevavik. A kira that was heated up with very light substances, straw and stubble and things like that. Mashin aleo. The lo yitain, it's mashin aleihem. You could do shia. You could put the food on it Erev Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it. Tashio. The gefer uve'etim. Now you have things that can produce coals. Lo yisha. You don't do shia. You don't place the food on it Erev Shabbos. Ad shiigrof ad shiitein afar. Until that you clear it out or you put dirt on the afar. Oma hay mashin. What is this shia that the Mishnah is arguing, that the Mishnah is talking about? On that we have an argument. Beis Shammai omim chamim avalot tavshil. All the shia that's talking about in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says it's only on hot water, but not on food. O Beis Hillel omim chamim petavshil. Both. Now on that, the second statement, the second machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is very nice. Ki hecha de pligi bilashot, and the fact that they're arguing on shia, pligi nami bilahaksia, they're also arguing on chazora. Shebeis Shammai mim notlim avalo machzirim. He holds that the whole het over here of shia is only shia in the Mishnah, but not chazora at all. O Beis Hillel mim af machzirim, also chazora. So the Mishnah said very nicely, if the whole first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shia, but the second Shita, Hananya's Shita, that the Mishnah is talking about Chazor, how are we going to read it? It's going to be a very big problem. Let's see the Gemara. Eliyah Amad, Lahaksir. The Lo Yitain is to do Chazora, is to return the food on Shabbos. We're going to run into a very big problem with that second statement of Beis Shammai. What is he talking about? It seems superfluous that we just mentioned in the beginning. Tanan. Hachi Ketani, and this is how Hananya, who says that the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, is going on. If you only heated up the oven with light substances, it doesn't cause kichalin, colds, you could do chazor on it. No problem. We're not worried about anything. The tavshil. Begetru ve'etzin. You have cold-producing substances. Lo yaksi. You're not allowed to do chazorah. You're not allowed to do chazora until that you clear out the oven. What are we talking about when the halakas of chazora? Again, Beis Shammai omim chamim, hot water. Avol lo tavshil, but not tavshil. Beis Hillel omim chamim v'tavshil. Fine, we have no problem with reading it like Hananya. But what about the second statement? We just established everything's talking about chazora. We're not even talking about shia. What is the second statement? Beis Shammai says you could remove it, meaning you did shia properly, but you can't return it. What were we just saying? What were we just saying up here? There's everything we were saying that you can't return it. Hatu, more. Why do we need the second statement? Blamali. Why do we need the second statement? You can't read the Mishnah. The second statement seems totally extra. So all of a sudden I have a new machloket based Shammai Beis Hillel, that you can't do chazor. That's what we're talking about until now. Everything was chazor about now. So what is this machloket? Let's see, Rashi. Rashi says, katum. That's the katum is taking dirt and putting it on the oven. Hayna notin afar, you take afar, ala gechalim, and you put it on the gechalim. The afar mitargminan kitma. Afar kitma. And again, you only have to put a little bit on. It's enough to show, again, the hecker that you don't want these gichalim. When you put a little dirt on, it'll give you that hecker on Shabbos that you won't come to stir it up. Trey babi, Beis Shammai omim chamim, v'tutana baba achrita, notlim v'lo machasirim. Mahem mishayim, v'kvof v'katum. What is it, the shia that you have to do grief of the katima on? So peliginami v'lahaksir. So the way the chamim read it, they're also arguing on Chazor, not only she is the Mishnah talking about, but also they're arguing, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is arguing on Chazor. Era mutter lishot, are you allowed to do Chazor on what was mutter to do Shia on? Kagon, chamim with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you can do Shia with hot water. The chamim tavshil with Beis Hillel. Can you do Chazor on it? That was just the last part of the Mishnah. Elim art lahaksit tonight, but if the whole Mishnah is talking about Chazor, Koloma, al korchi hachi mifarsha. You're gonna run into a problem by force. You're gonna have to explain that the last statement of Beis Shammai is extra. Beis Shammai mim notling below machzirim. Al korcha a tavshil kamim. We're talking about a tavshil. B'siori the hashoy bekamim. B'siori says kamim bekamim. Hatu lamali. Why do we need anything extra? Haitana le reisha. We already said in the reisha of alo tavshil. It makes no sense to read this Mishnah in the second way according to Beis Shammai. The second statement according to Beis Shammai. So Hananya is in trouble over here. Again, the Mishnah, we didn't know if it was talking about Shia or Chazor. So the first Tashma, the postures of reading this Mishnah, it has to be talking about Shia, because how else do you understand the last statement of Beis Shammai? And if you want to say it's talking about Chazor, why do we need the statement of Beis Shammai? It's not telling us anything new. We already know all this. So the Li'olam Eimelacha Lahaksir. You could also say it's talking about Chazor at this Mishnah. V'chesori Mechzora. And the Mishnah is missing information. Meaning, you're right. To read this Mishnah like Hananya as it is, you can't. There's a problem in it. We don't understand what the machloket Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is. And the Mishnah reads beautiful according to Shita's Chachamim. That's talking about Erev Shabbos with Shia. But we're missing words. We're missing Chesor Mechzora. Is always, why do we have Chesor Mechzora? Different reasons I saw brought down. One of them they bring down is because Mishnah is not an open book. It was meant to have with the Rebbe. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh, on purpose, left out certain information because you have to have a Rebbe to teach you these Mishnayos. That's why you have Chesor HaMekzor and you have other things in the Mishnah. You need a Rebbe for this. You need a Gemara for this Mishnah. I said the Gvar brings down, in the old days, they had to memorize the Mishnahs. So the way to memorize the Mishnah, there's a certain tam going on. There's a certain rhythm going on in Mishnahs. And a lot of times they left out parts of the Mishnah because it didn't fit in with the sing-song, with the techniques to memorize it, and therefore they also had Chesor HaMekzor. Different reasons why you have Chesor HaMekzor, but we have a Chesor HaMekzor over here. How do you read the Mishnah? V'hachi Kitani. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. And again, we're going to have to see this again. It takes a little time for it to sink in, but I'll point out where the extra points are going in. Hachi Kitani. How do you read the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about Chazorah, and the last statement of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that we say it's only talking about Shia, but you can do not Chazorah. Kiva she'esikua b'kashu b'gavava, makzirin. The note name putting on it, it's talking about Chazorah. Makzirin malaya, tashio. B'gefer uve etim, lo yaksia, ad shigo v'ad she'etene da'afa. Aval, here's where interjecting. We said that's only talking about Chazorah. Aval, you can't do the Chazorah unless you cleared out the coals. Aval lishot, but to do Shia, mashi, do it. That was extra added in. Oh, so now the Mishnah is talking about, we made a deal in the Mishnah. The Chazor Mechzor made a deal that Shia is 100% mutter. Afo pi she'enu kor fe'enu katum. Oh, mahe mashim, the deal from the Mishnah that you can't do Chazorah unless you cleared out the oven, but you could do Shia. What is this Shia? Does everybody agree on it? Oh, we see, we interjected back, bringing the Mishnah into Shia. Oh, on that Shia, Beis Shammai says, you know, when we talk about Shia, it's totally mutter, according to the Hananya, that you could do Shia, Erev Shabbos, even though you didn't clear out the oven. That's only talking about hot water, but not food. Beis Shammai, Chamim, V'Tavshil. Hananya is also on Tavshil. Now, the second statement of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Chazorah that we mentioned in the Mishnah, you should know, Lav Divrei HaKol, it's not according to everyone. Ela Machloket, it's also a Machloket. See how we interjected this Mishnah? It's not talking completely, we the first Machloket, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is talking about Shia, and now we're going back, the second one is going back on Chazorah. Beis Shammai, it's a machlok of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Should Beis Shammai mean notling below machzirin? That when we talked about Chazorah, it's only talking about the place below machzir. You should know that this Mishnah, Beis Shammai is cholik on the whole Mishnah. He holds, you should know that even though we talked about this Mishnah, it's Chazorah, he's talking about you can't even do Chazorah even if you did what you're supposed to do. Or Beis Hillel mean af machzirin. So you could read this Mishnah, if you doctor up the Mishnah, and you add words into the Mishnah, also according to Hananya. So again, we have our Mishnah. We didn't know what the Lo Yitain was. Is Lo Yitain Erev Shabbos with the and you're doing Shia, and the whole Mishnah is Shia, and the first Machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is what you could do Shia in, and the second one is that you can't, Beis Shammai says you can't do Chazorah, only Shia, and that would be according to Chachamim. That would be the first way of learning the Mishnah. The second way of learning the Mishnah is Hananya's Shita. Hananya says that Shia is mutter on Shabbos. You don't have to clear it out. And our Mishnah, the Lo Yitain, is talking about on Shabbos. You don't Yitain, you don't give the pot back onto the Kira, Chazorah, unless it's cleared out. How do you read that Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah is talking about chazor, and the diuk from the Mishnah is chazor can be usur unless you clear it out, but shia is mutter. Oh, on that you have a machlok of Beit Shammai Beis Hillel. Beit Shammai says, oh, the Chananya, when he says that it's mutter to do shia, is only if you cleared it out. But if you didn't clear it out, you can't do it. If it's food, on hot water, you can. It's only talking about hot water. And now the second machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is going back not on Shia, on the subject matter of the Mishnah is Chazor. Beit Shammai lets you know, I want you to know, that when I agreed with Chananya, with hot water, that you didn't clear out the oven, that's only on Shia. But I don't hold it all of Chazor. And Beit Hillel says, no, I hold of Chazor, I agree with the Mishnah like Chananya that is talking about Chazor and is totally mutter on Shabbos. Rashi. Really, you have to say that the Mishnah can also be read that's going on Chazor. And if you want to do Shia, even though you didn't clear out the oven, it's Shari. That's Chananya's Shita. You don't have to clear it out. It's cooked one third, according to Rashi. Ha Chazor di Amalacha. And now, when we're reading through the way Chananya, on the last statement of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, on Chazor that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Lo Yakse Ad Shiikvo, when we read the Mishnah, you don't do Chazor until that you clear it out, the Chi Garf Miyashari, that the Garf should be Shari, Lav Devekol, not everybody agrees with our Mishnah. The Beis Shammai Lo Sfirlo, they don't agree with at all with the Mishnah when it comes to Chazor. Lav Devekol, Beis Shammai Lo Sfirlo. So we have again our Mishnah Kira. We're introduced right now into the sugyas of Bishul. It's not easy sugyas. We have a machloket straight out on our Mishnah, on whether or not our Mishnah, what you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos. So just again, the Kitzer. Chananya holds the halacha. Erev Shabbos, you have your Kira over here. You have your Eitzin in there. Erev Shabbos, if your food is cooked one third, you can put it on top of the oven. Put it in the oven, put it on top of the oven. We're not worried of anything.
Even if it's not overcooked.
Even what?
Even if it's not
completely cleared out. With the coals in there, it's allowed. If you want to do chazor on Shabbos later on, after you take the food off, and we'll see all the tanaim, the Gemara will go into it if you have to put on the carpet, all the things on doing chazor. If you want to do that, you cannot do it unless it was cleared out. Grifa katima. You have to have it cleared out. That's Chananya's Shita. Chachamim's Shita is that no, the Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos. You are never allowed to put your food on this Kira or in the Kira unless it's cleared out Erev Shabbos. Do we have a raya for either of them? No, they could both read the Mishnah, they both stand up.